Hey, folks. Thanks for tuning in to In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and this has been a catastrophic week for anyone that believes in humanity. And I almost don't know how to do a show this week, but we'll get through it together, you and me. So stay tuned. Hey there. Thanks again for tuning in to In You All Along on WMFO. If you have tuned into this show over the past month and a half, you've heard me playing every week some songs for the people in Artsakh. And Artsakh, of course, is the piece of the former Soviet Union that had gotten drawn within the lines of Azerbaijan, but was always an Armenian majority place. And the waning days of the Soviet Union, the people there opted, with no other recourse, to have their culture and rights protected, to vote their own independence, which they did in a legal referendum in 1991. Well, on September 27th of this year, Azerbaijan and Turkey decided to invade and attempt to conquer Artsakh, and in doing so, not only committed egregious war crimes, bringing in mercenaries from Syria that they paid to behead people, to the numerous war crimes, banned weapons dropped on civilians, forests burned to the ground with illegal munitions, all kinds of terrible things. And this week, a sudden and devastating and terrible quote unquote peace settlement was imposed on the Armenians, and the result of this is that thousands and thousands of people are fleeing their homes, which they were losing probably forever, in what feels to the Armenians like a continuation of the Armenian genocide from way back in 1915, which was never resolved, never punished. And rhetoric from Turkey, of course, is that this is continuing the job. So Armenians are devastated. So that's why I'm going on and on. It's also why I just played a track from Arash Azadi from Yerevan, the capital of Armenia. That was track number 3 of 4 from his Churyev Arutk, which is Water and Prayer composition he put out in October, just last month, to bring attention to what's going on in Artsakh, and as he put it, through these sounds of water and the Armenian divine liturgy, a sense of peace to our hearts and calmness to our minds. It's a tall order for Armenians this week. Prior to that, we heard from Tortoise with their track called Jed, D-J-E-D, from their 1996 album Millions Now Living Will Never Die. The beginning of that always sounded like bombs dropping in a warscape to me, and then it moves along, it moves on, and that's the thing that nobody knows how to do right now. Nobody at all. Behind me is Guyanese Adagio from the Guyane Ballet, written by the Armenian composer Aram Khachaturian back in 1942. This is from the 1977 version with the National Philharmonic Orchestra in Great Britain, with Loris Cheknavorian, the conductor on that one. That record was given to me back in 1988 by my Uncle Ray. Uncle Ray wasn't my uncle. He was my godfather. But that was the beginning days of Artsakh, then known as Karabakh, reasserting itself. And that will always be a soundtrack of those days in my mind. All right, I've got a little more for you, so stay tuned. Thank you.
eravamo.
Lavala,
рамда чанжу самсуне жужан ябра чаве чара самне титра синдеду инду тази чугую мие сабале брату ире санге резуге санге сезу тачуту ане таги чине ча дидан тубе ле чамде гюме цумбе рикде ла нюба мигюде тараге ноуе чадара кумбале чедара риче нюбатар дежи тиши таге на чанге
The locals do the lynching, the papers deny. went looking for a headline. Got talking to the back line. There's never seen the action. And people fight, oh say they might, oh say they lose on Anzac Day. Watches do the wincing, reporters so convincing, the TV never lies, it never lies. The locals do the lynching.
Well, we made it through, and I thank you for sticking with me or for tuning in if you weren't here at the beginning. But I just want to give you a quick roundup of what we just heard. Most recently, from John Berberian, the legendary Armenian-American oudist, with his recording from 1978 of the Hale, which is a traditional Armenian dance that was off of his release, the Dance album. Terrific recording. The Hale is kind of shared by several cultures in the southeastern part of Anatolia. Some call that area Kurdistan. Some call it Western Armenia. It's a dance that's indigenous to that area, and for the Armenians, it's very, very important. It's always at very celebratory dances. The Hale always ends up a little bit more intense and a little bit more serious than some of the dances. And so that album, that was another one I was listening to back in the early days of the Karabakh Artsakh uprisings, and in 1988, my grandfather had just died. My grandfather, my grandparents had been feeling a very strong sense of the presence of their lives lately, because they were survivors of the genocide of the Armenians by Turkey, and were moved off of their indigenous land. And the very same thing is happening now, the very same thing. And we're supposed to learn from the past, not repeat it 100 years later. But the world hasn't lifted a finger, and it happened all over again. Prior to that, we heard from Midnight Oil with their 1981 track Armistice Day, off their album Place Without a Postcard. We had Armistice Day this week, of course. In this country, it's called Veterans Day, but it's the commemoration of the signing of the armistice that ended World War I. And just like then, and just like now, we sign these things, and peace is not really what happens after any of them. Peace is still elusive. We opened that set with the epic long recording by Anton Batagov, the Russian avant-garde composer, called Adopting the Spirit of Awakening, from his 2009 album Bodhicharya Vatara. That is in fact a Buddhist chant, and what I know about such things is you've pretty much just heard, but it is in fact an actual piece of ancient texts, and I've always found that very calming and soothing. And if you go up and look up the words, which I will link for you in the playlist later at facebook.com/inyoualalong, you'll have all those words in front of you. Anyway, that's the show for this week. Thanks so much for staying tuned here to In You All Along. Tough week for me and for many, but I'll be back, and I hope you will too. Have a great week, and stay tuned for more pre-programmed radio here, Easy Ed's Variety Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.